North Carolina's sweeping election overhaul is back in a federal courtroom in Winston-Salem this week. A judge there heard arguments this summer over changes to early voting, same-day registration, and out-of-precinct voting. Now the focus is photo ID. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk has been covering the lawsuits, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Marshall.
What did the U.S. Justice Department and others suing North Carolina say in their opening arguments yesterday?
The Justice Department, the North Carolina NAACP, and others argue the voter ID requirement was passed with discriminatory intent. State Republican lawmakers knew that there would be at least a few hundred thousand people affected and that they'd be disproportionately African American based on state data. The Justice Department had its own expert crunch the numbers for North Carolina, and he found African Americans are twice as likely as whites not to have ID. The state's attorneys countered that the true intent was about preventing voter fraud. They also point out lawmakers had polls showing the majority of their constituents wanted voter ID.
Now, the idea of fraud has come up a lot in these lawsuits. What evidence have the two sides submitted?
University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Barry Burden testified yesterday it's a non-issue, as have most experts in these lawsuits the past year and a half. But an attorney representing North Carolina, Tom Farr, pushed Burden on that. How would a poll worker know if a voter is who he says he is? Farr contended that a poll worker is basically taking him at his word if there's no ID. And that's essentially how the fraud debate has gone. Those suing say there's no evidence, while the state says that doesn't mean there's not a real risk.
Now, there were also witnesses there who gave personal testimony about how the change impacts them or their families. What were some examples?
Rosanelle Eaton is an African-American woman in her 90s from Lewisburg. She testified that she made 10 trips total to DMV and Social Security offices to get issues with her name straightened out. State attorneys point out she did eventually get an ID, and the whole process took less than a month. And then there was Alonzo Phillips, who's an African-American from Halifax County. He moved there to take care of his mother, and the two of them get by on her Social Security benefits and his odd jobs. He testified that he has not been able to get an ID because his name is missing a letter on his birth certificate, and that doesn't match with his Social Security card.
So how did the state counter with him then?
State attorneys asked Phillips about calling the Board of Elections for help, and he says he could do that. Also, state lawmakers watered down the law last summer, creating a variety of acceptable excuses not to have an ID. They include a lack of transportation or the necessary documents to get one, so that appears to cover Phillips. And this is a key point for the state. Its attorneys contend that Justice Department and others suing can't point to a single specific person who will not be able to vote because of the ID provisions.
Well, how much is that due to the way lawmakers water down the bill, as you just mentioned?
A good deal. In fact, the attorneys suing don't think it's a coincidence that lawmakers quietly made that change right before the trial on this stuff was supposed to begin this past summer. Keep in mind, the original law had passed 2 years before, and attorneys found some emails from lawmakers suggesting the last-second change was really about winning the court fight. That fight is not limited to ID. The trial over the summer ended up focusing on other parts of the overhaul, including cuts to early voting. Attorneys got more time to analyze the watered-down ID requirement, and now that part of the case is playing out.
And as we've said, this has been going on for a little while. How long will this round of arguments last?
Attorneys think the voter ID trial will wrap up late this week or early next. At that point, federal judge Thomas Schroeder will have heard exhaustive arguments on all the challenged parts of the overhaul. He said he'll aim to rule in time for the appeals process to play out before the general election.
So does that mean it may not be settled before the primary in North Carolina? That's coming up March 15th?
That's possible. The timing is really just up to the judge, and it's likely that this will get appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.